Ooh, I think we did it. Hey, it's...
Nice work.
It's Thursday.
Nice work. It is Thursday. Shoo!
Congratulations, we made it through another week. To make it here to Thursday, where you get to hear your favorite Thursday night crew, the three is the funniest crew. I am Jan.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Ryan. You're back in a corner about to get drunk off this night of proof.
Right? No shit.
And Hellcat will be joining us later, but let's raise a little glass here.
Let's raise a little glass.
Raise your glass.
Cheers, everyone.
To Thursday. And to not being shadows on the wall just yet.
Correct. Also,
oh, that shit is dangerous.
Oh, wow. What are we drinking tonight?
Woodenville. Woodenville. Straight bourbon whiskey.
Comes in like a brick.
Pot batched or pot... distilled?
Pot distilled.
90 proof. And it's quite good for a 90 proof, like...
90 proof bourbon?
Bourbon.
I also think it's important...
90 proof anything?
I think it's important to point out the fact that it's Woodenville with an I. Not Wooden, like something is Wooden. It's Wooden.
Woodenville.
Woodenville.
Wooden out there, Natville.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the only one I have tonight, because I'm on the painkillers. Because I'm in pain.
I'm a drug
But not
addict.
So much that I don't hang out with my guys.
Let's talk about your pain. I think you should tell the people about what's going on. Why are you a druggie now?
So
this is your intervention.
I've been suffering back pain for quite some time. It's been brought up once or twice here on the pod,
no.
I believe.
Yeah. No.
One time, Scott had to help me get back to my bed because I could not walk.
That's for true,
from
y'all.
The table to the bed.
That's for true.
Yeah.
And at that time, that was probably the most pain I had ever been in. But on Tuesday, the pain was so bad, all I could see was white and red. I could tell people were talking to me, and I couldn't tell what they were saying, and I was writhing in pain in the middle of a parking lot.
Jeez, Louise, man.
So back pain is freaking real. I always thought, back pain, you know, old people with back pain.
Yeah,
now I'm
too.
Old people with back pain.
Yeah.
And it was not happy. Not happy times. I was able to sneak in to see my chiropractor, who was just like, oh shit, your pain's in a new place. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I can see it from here. I was like, yeah. He's like, it's on the right side. Yeah. And then Theragun and all sorts of other weird things, cracking of my back, stretching, some sort of topical burning thing.
Ointment, we'll call it. Tiger Balm,
something,
I assume.
Something like
tiger
that, but stronger.
No. I didn't think there was anything stronger than Tiger Balm. You can run a car on Tiger Balm.
There's some stuff. There's actually a red potion that I used to use, and I can't find it. I used to have... And I think that's where the video games got it from. It's an ancient Chinese thing. It's called Zengu Shui. Or nice. Zengu Shui. Not really sure how to pronounce it. But it comes in a bottle. Z-H-E-N-G.
I like that a person around the table who's not Chinese thought that they'd figure out the right pronunciation.
I don't know. I'm good with like
when the Chinese
pronouncing
man goes
in other languages.
You are really good at that.
I said languishes.
You did. You languish at trying to pronounce things.
I was going to say, when Sion started talking, I was like, oh, we should do a, like, what's the worst pain you ever been in? But I think we did that already, and Jan already gave up his.
I just now, just on Tuesday was the worst pain I've ever been in. And I've taken a couple days off, because it has not even gone away, really.
You listen. Have we covered this topic before?
We talked about,
I think
we
about,
have.
Like,
okay.
Maybe I feel like at some point I went through like my top three most painful things I've ever been through. It was like the earache, the fucking appendicitis, and
and then you
else.
Talked about the stairs and the drinking.
Yeah, which is funny because I was just thinking about that again, just like trying to recall it. And I mean, besides the headache, I don't really remember much, but I imagine it was excruciating. But I had brain damage. So the collection, like, the connections weren't being made.
Right.
I can only imagine, because my skull fucking cracked, and I had a brain bleed.
Ouch.
But it just felt like kind of a headache. Like, my wife had to get me to go to the ER, because shit wasn't right. And I was just like, I just got a headache. It's fine.
When I was in the bike accident where I broke my nose and jaw and knocked a tooth out and severed both lips off my face, it felt like the same level of pain as stubbing your toe really bad. And this back pain thing is exponentially higher.
Wow.
Completely side note, unless you guys have any more on pain.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out actually is besides that, I've been in some pain, I've broken bones and shit, but trying to figure out times where it was just absolutely, nothing really stands out. I broke my ankle and my tailbone on the same play in basketball.
Wow.
Which must have been just nightmarish pain, but I can't recall the pain. I can't recall how bad it was.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to recall how bad that was. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I realize I keep thinking about the most painful experience I ever had in terms of an accident or an injury, my appendix, or the fucking earache and the whole experience of going to the hospital.
You're not about to get emotional on me, are you? We're talking emotional pain, let's go.
I just completely omitted that time. You weren't on that trip to Hawaii when I got... We did an 8-mile round trip hike.
Uh-huh.
That's up cliff sides and shit to a water fountain. Waterfall.
We were so thirsty.
We got there. Okay, we did it.
Don't put your lips on it.
But tastes it's algae. Like a 2,000-foot elevation change equivalent round trip and all that shit. And when we got back, I cramped up in both legs, quads and hamstrings. I was riding.
Okay.
And just
okay.
And I've had leg cramps around folks before, especially super fan
Tusi.
90 proof.
It goes straight to your brain. She was like, he's going to be fine. And at one point I was like, I need a bucket. I'm going to throw up. And she was like, oh God.
Wow.
Because when somebody's in so much pain that vomiting may do,
that happened to me in the parking lot.
I didn't throw up, thank God. It was
4 times.
So bad.
I can't even imagine how bad that hurts. Your both legs, entire legs. Because I do remember, now I just had a fucking Jimmy Neutron brain blast of when I was in the 9th grade after a basketball game. I'm laying on the couch watching TV and I shifted just right and my calf, I got a crazy Charlie horse in my calf and the screams I must have let out would have broken windows for that to stick out in my brain of the pain. So one fucking muscle Charlie horsing and not being able to figure out how to get rid of it, that's just one calf muscle. Entire legs, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean it's not entire, but my whole thigh section. All that meaty bits were just...
Yep. I know the cramps. I once had a... I was in a bike race, and after the bike race, I tried to step off my bike, and then my leg cramped up, and I fell. Oh, man. That was up there. That was probably... That was pretty high. I did not win that bike race, but I did really sprint super hard in it.
That's you cramped the fuck up.
Holy crap. Yeah, no, I think it came in third or something. And it wasn't even that... It wasn't a sanctioned race. It was whatever the equivalent of a scrimmage is.
Well, I like that.
And there was this guy who I had beat in a sprint competition, just the two of us, earlier in the day. And he was like, I'm not going to let that happen again. And I was determined not to let him show me up. Which he did, but that was another amazing point of pain.
Now, from everything I know of scrimmages, from team sports, particularly indoor team sports, it's shirts and skins. So, were you shirts or skins that day?
Everyone still got their numbers.
I associate scrimmages with shirts and skins. I immediately pictured you topless, collapsing when you got off bike.
That would be hilarious. No.
I'm not one bit ashamed to imagine that.
It would have looked amazing. Back then I was
Yeah.
Ripped. But I want to change gears real quick.
Let's do it.
Something happened.
Speaking of bike riding, change gears.
Something happened.
Don't drop your chain.
That allowed me to realize where I learned how to put the soft vowels in the beginning of words, like raccoon.
Well, let's talk about it, because that's a weird pronunciation. Raccoon.
Yeah, I was visiting my dad.
Okay.
And, you know, he was telling me about all the new plants he got, because he's big into succulents and other plants. And he was like, yeah, you know, it was funny. I'd like have this new plant, but something's been digging it up. And, you know, I would sneak out in the morning. I finally figured it out. It's a family of raccoons. I was like, what? You say raccoons? And my dad says raccoon. And I never even realized it. That is why I say raccoon. That's how I was raised to say it.
My dad
says raccoon.
You sold this as like, now we're going to be linguists. And I was just like, okay, well, he does this on every word. Are there other words where you hit
there was a couple
hard other vowel sound?
You
but
say
you
like
hit
a
it.
Raquette?
No, there was, I forget what the other one was, but Aaron gave me a lot of crap for putting this off.
Hellcat go scratch.
Are you a radiator person or are you a radiator person?
Ooh, no, I'm radiator. Okay. But that word feels weird to me.
Okay.
I don't like the hard vowel at the beginning of a word.
Okay.
And I don't remember what it was. And when it comes back to me, I will bring it up. But there was another one where, oh, it's pecan.
Everybody says pecan.
No, some people say pecan.
Well, that's because they're fucking stupid.
Right?
It's pecan.
It's pecan.
Now, some people... This is a funny story from stupid Scott. Being a little kid. My family, when it was still a unit, was traveling. When I was teeny tiny, I must have been fucking 8 years old. And we were at a vending machine at a hotel. And I was pointing at what I wanted. I want the pecan roll. Will you buy the peck and roll? Because it was, you know, two little spiral peck and rolls in the container. And, like, to this day, my sister fucking always brings up peck. She calls them peckins because that was a peckin'. I read it peckin'. Can I get the peck and rolls?
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. So I'm the idiot who says peckin'.
That's awesome.
I mean, at least you were reading.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, like, that's a real good start, peckin'. Like, you saw P-E-C-A-N, peckin'.
Peckin'.
I was reading at a Louisiana junior in high school level when I was 7.
And what's his name?
This kid reads at an 11th grade level.
And what city were you in again? Trubadub?
I don't know where I was.
The one that you couldn't read the name of the city?
Oh, fucking Natchitoches. It's pronounced Natchitoches. I smooth read it Nacogdoches. Because that's how the fucker is spelled. I've been sounding out words since I was born.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been wrong. And why are pecans called?
Pecans.
Pecans. Do you say, it's pecan?
Well, the funny thing is, when I talk about the nut, I call it a pecan. But when I'm talking about the pie, it's pecan pie.
I feel like I've gone back and forth. It's like caramel and caramel.
Mm.
Oh, really? You go back and forth on that?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like
just like back and forth, but certain things.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
If you're fucking with somebody, oh, you're going to get that caramel.
What?
But
that doesn't even make sense.
But like, it doesn't make sense because I was just trying to make it into fucking with somebody tone.
It kind of feels like an attack, though. Like, I felt uncomfortable. What do you mean?
Keep that caramel to yourself.
Like, I took that personally for some reason. I'm going to give somebody the caramel tomorrow at work.
You want to get the caramel? How do you say that? You gonna get the caramel?
Oh, you want that caramel. You gonna get that caramel. Or like, just like, it's like fucking with somebody. Like, if somebody is like, oh, you like caramel. Like,
that's like, you like beef?
But like, naturally, it's like, oh, I like the one with caramel.
Okay.
Caramel. Like, do you call it caramel corn or caramel corn?
Oh, it's caramel corn.
Okay, so basically.
It's really candy corn.
I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Uh-oh.
I wonder what the hits are on that episode.
So that's when people stopped listening because Scott's racist as fuck. So what I just learned is that when you say caramel, it's because you know it's funny to say caramel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really a going back and forth.
But like it's also it's not putting just the emphasis it's on the funny, wrong syllable. But it's like you said emphasis.
Well, that's I forget what movie that's from, but
not emphasis, Up in the Air. Something with Mike Myers.
There's a movie where it's I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. I know the word is emphasis.
Symbolism. The word you're looking for is symbolism.
So you say caramel because you know it's funny.
But
say
there are some
words, but it's like stressing moments.
But
there's not necessarily knowing it's funny.
Sure.
I still feel there are some words where it's better to say caramel, like caramel apple.
Or caramello.
It is caramello.
Yeah.
It is caramello.
Yeah.
And that's just delicious.
What you call it?
Caramellos are fucking awesome.
Those are the worst thing you could give a kid in the summertime. That shit was fucking everywhere.
Oh, you ate that caramello.
Wait, so on candy bars, the spot that I got all those pretzel Reese's peanut butter cups, actually, let's bring it back a little further. I told Reed on Duck Lips about eating those Reese's peanut butter cups. In honor of you.
I appreciate that. I like that I'm being
talked about.
And of course,
Reed knows more about food news than I do. And he goes, did you know that Reese's also released a potato chip version? And I'm like, no, what?
Potato chip.
Instead of pretzels, there's potato chips.
Oh my God. That's
in the
like,
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh my God.
So I told
Don't
the owner.
Suicide,
I told the owner of the spot where I got those other ones. He goes, I'll get a box for you.
It's like I created it.
Yeah.
It's like I'm playing with my own kryptonite.
It's what you've always wanted.
It's like your own Squid Game you made for yourself.
I like that.
Someday they'll find an antidote that's not just jabbing your thigh with a
I like to stick. Think that, like, you know, because Ryan talks about the fact that allergies go, like, they're cyclical, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can outgrow them.
And we don't know how much science there is based in this, but Ryan says it, so we believe him. And he's the one doing the research,
but
so.
But no, like, after 5 years in a new place, you can develop new allergies. That's known. That's science.
Right, but cycling out of them.
But, like, you can cycle into a new allergy, and therefore you can cycle out of, like, some people.
Well, I like to think that, because I cycled into all of the food allergies I currently have. Like,
right.
I grew up eating all that shit.
Right.
I was having pecan pie. I was having caramel peanuts.
Oh, it was caramel.
Oh, hey, Lucius.
You can't say pecan pie. Tetan.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'll have me.
Did he just say tetan? I don't even know what tetan is.
Tetan.
Oh, it's like little frappuccino things.
You count. Like, you got tempi. Tetan. But you can't say it.
Jesus.
So many times, I expect me to come here thinking, like, what a pickle pie.
Rufus, here's something that I wonder about you. Like, you're a big man, right? How are you so damn sneaky?
It's because I actually I think that Rufus, are you a production assistant at this studio? Do you just hang outside of the fucking door listening to what we're saying?
I'm gonna tell you, it's science. Watch, he's all about the science. Whoa.
Also, real quick, I'm sorry. Before you start talking, Rufus, I need you to spell out what the fuck a ta-ta is, because I still don't know what you're talking about, and I love you so much.
Ta-ta. Like, you know, you get the scratch off, and then you get the tintin on the scratch off, and you get $10.
What? Are you saying free ticket?
Like, tintin, the tail, the ale, and then you get tintin.
No idea what you're saying.
Are you talking about tartar sauce?
I thought he was saying tater tot.
He's like,
you
no,
know, you go to the liquor store.
No,
you
talking.
Get the lottery ticket.
Yeah.
And you get the one. And they say, you can win 10 times the prize.
10 times! I get you. I'm sorry.
I gotta tell you. Because I'm going to sneak back out.
Okay.
But you know how I'll sneak in? It's time. Because I'm a big man. And with all this, I can vibrate at the same rate as the universe. And so you can't hear me when I leave.
Alright. And he's out, dude.
I love
no
that man.
No noise in that motherfucker.
He's
move.
So funny.
Did anybody hear him?
I heard nothing. He's just
like
here and then he's gone.
You're watching him. You're seeing shit moving and then he's just gone.
He's like a no fucking sound. Shadow. Oh, I just love him. Does anybody remember what he was talking about when he said 10 times, though? No. I said peck and pie, and then he comes in yelling about 10 times.
I thought he was talking about
even me. He said, or we all said, pecan pie.
Yeah.
10 times.
Right? Oh, if you say it 10 times, he shows up.
Said it enough times. I mean, the motherfucker's got the place bugged, man.
He's like Beetlejuice.
The motherfucker's got the place bugged, because, like, I swear to God, the minute I put fucking a rack of ribs in the refrigerator, I'm like, we're going to have ribs this weekend. Motherfucker, no. Watching motherfuckers at the store, probably got your fucking credit card receipts. Oh, he spent $300 at the grocery store, so he's going to show up at your house.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe that after all these years, I'm just learning that if you say pecan pie 10 times, Rufus shows up. This is very exciting for me. People are going to start doing the Rufaloofa challenge at their house.
You better be careful, though. That motherfucker is a silent Kool-Aid man if your door locked.
Oh, yeah.
The only time you hear him is when he fucking everything stops. Everything's hitting the ground, like the explosion through the wall, no sound, but it's all the shit hitting the ground after he stopped moving.
Like, Rufa just shows up at everybody's Thanksgiving, because you know at least 10 motherfuckers say they're so excited about the pecan pie,
pow!
We're two away from him coming back.
Yeah, shit. Okay, so
before we went
on that whole fucking tangent,
we were just talking about soft vowels.
About pecan pie. I was talking about allergies because I didn't develop that allergy until my like early to mid 20s.
Right, right.
And it's been fucking 20 years since I've had any of that. So who the fuck knows, actually?
Now, have you tried just like grabbing a peanut and seeing what happens?
No. Have you ever had boiled peanuts?
Yes.
Oh, they're the shit.
That's like soft?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a very Chinesey dish.
They boil them in the shit. There was a miniature golf spot that I used to go to in my teenage years, and you could get just fucking like giant, you know, just like slurpee cups.
Oh, wow.
Like they would just throw them in these plastic cups, and you would just walk around the putt-putt just squeezing soft boiled peanuts, and they would do seasonings on them. You could get like a Cajun like boiled peanut.
All in the shell.
In the shell, too. So you grab it out of the shell. Oh, my God. They're awesome.
It's like, what's that shit?
I'm surprised that that's a Southern thing. That's so Chinesey.
Really?
What's
so Chinesey.
If I had said that, I'd get in trouble.
I'm just saying.
The peas.
What?
It's like edamame.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is,
except it's a peanut.
It's just white boy edamame.
That's right.
Yep.
It's called edamame. You guys saw that edamame? Yeah, so I'm very curious about this potato chip peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
Now, you had made reference to a whatchamacallit.
Yes, I did.
And I was in the fucking Arco by our house a couple of months ago now, and I can't believe I forgot to bring this up.
But you saw
what? But I was standing in line, and I saw what looked like a whatchamacallit in the same packaging as a whatchamacallit, but it was called a who's a what's-its.
I don't believe you.
I swear to God.
I used to fuck whatchamacallit.
I swear to God.
I thought you just fucked whatchamacallit. That's disgusting.
Hey, college was college.
Back, I was like back when I was a whore.
That's You say what's your name? I say what you would call it. Like,
tada, I got it.
You say tada. I forget. I actually forgot what's in a what you would call it.
Lots of nuts. The Rice Krispie things.
Rice Krispie things. There's nougat.
They're like what's the crunch bar? That's a crunch bar.
Crackles.
Nougat.
Crackle. Yeah, like crispy rice, we'll call it.
Caramel?
There's caramel. It's basically like, whatchamacallits are like leftovers from other candy bars thrown into this candy bar.
Ooh. It's got a little bit of everything.
They're fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, I'm not making that up. Who's a what's its?
Okay. Well, I'll look into it. You know, I've recently embraced the fact that I actually do like candy. I just don't overdo it. I did at one point when I gave myself diabetes.
Temporarily.
But I literally ate bags of candy because I was quarantining myself. 5-pound bag of gummies and some Linder chocolates, whatever else I could grab in my room.
Okay. Here we go.
Original candy bars are made of peanut butter crisps coated in a thin layer of chocolate. In 1987, the formula was modified to include caramel, peanut-flavored crisps, and great chocolate taste. Like, that's not an explanation, motherfuckers.
Great chocolate taste.
Great chocolate taste.
Whose website is this?
I had a funny exchange earlier today with Superfan Nardo.
Uh-huh.
You were talking about diabetes, and mm-hmm. you've watched 30 Rock, so you know
many
the whole.
Times.
I don't know how to say this. You have diabetes, right?
Yes.
So that's fucking hilarious. So Nick and I are talking this morning, and I was trying to tell him about some concert tickets, but the way the exchange went was me going, "This is hard for me to say," and he's like looking at me with panic in his eyes, like he doesn't know where I'm going with this, and I go, "Rural Alberta Advantage. That's very hard for me to say. You know that band, right?" And he's like, "Yes." And I was like, "They're coming to San Francisco." And then we just had this huge laugh. He's like, "Dude, I had no idea where you were going with. This is hard for me to say." Because I realized I was trying to sell Claire on them last night, and I kept stumbling. The word rural is hard for me to say.
Especially when followed by juror.
Rurger. But Rural Alberta Advantage, say that 5 times fast.
No.
Right? Like, what a dickhead band name.
Check this out.
Whatchamacallit. No, let's go for it.
The Whatchamacallit candy brand released a new bar called a Who's a What's It.
Boom!
When?
On Monday, marking the first new treat in 10 years. This article is from January 26, 2021. So it's only a year old.
Wow.
Told you I wasn't faking, motherfucker.
Also, we are late to the game on candy bar news.
What's in the Who's a What's It?
New arrival comes by Ramblin' Yellow Bag.
It looks
like chocolate covered, chocolatey crisp, and an added peanut butter cream layer. As Whatchamacallit fans may know, though, that the candy bar is similar, the original creation was made of peanut butter crisp coated in a thin layer of chocolate.
So it's creamy instead of crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And which I think I would like better.
It's basically like a Reese's Pieces smashed into.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
Reese's peanut butter cup, yes.
And then the Whatchamacallit is like a Butterfinger in the middle of all of that shit. With like that weird crispy flaky peanut butter.
Yeah.
I never liked Butterfingers when I was
I mean, they're
able
great,
to eat
except
them.
They just start jamming up on your teeth and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, like, I kind of liked them, but I didn't love them.
I liked the
Halloween size ones, the itty bitty ones.
You guys ever do Sugar Daddies?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Too hard.
That's just like the caramel on a stick, right?
Oh, that's caramel on a stick. Now I see where you're going with that. It's funny to say caramel. Oh, give me that caramel sugar daddy. That's good stuff.
I was more the sugar babies.
Sugar babies were far. Oh, remember peanut butter bars? Remember that shit? They're like little. It's like a little little white candy. So they're like individually wrapped.
Uh-huh.
They're like.
Oh, with the edible paper?
I don't remember the edible paper.
Or is it, there was a second wrapper on the inside?
Yes.
Okay.
And they were like white on the top and the bottom, and there was like a stripe around the middle.
Yeah.
And there was peanut butter on the inside. So it was almost like a crunchy shell
I
around
do remember
the peanut
that.
Butter. Shit was good, man. I didn't used to be allergic. I know all the delicious peanut butter treats.
Most of them. There's new ones now.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know half the stuff I see on the shelves anymore.
Pecan pie.
But let's take a little break before Johnny.
Get out of here, Rufus. We're taking a break, Rufus. We'll talk to you next segment. Get out of here.
I love you.
Hold on. We're taking a break.
Oh, God, he's going to try. All right, we'll be back. Mm-hmm. And that's all you're going to get.
Nice.
As I started thinking about embellishing, and I was like, no, this is not a moment for that. And now I must just stop.
Oh, there's always a moment for embellishment. I don't know if everybody heard, but we got a Hellcat in the room.
I'm here. Yahoo! Here I am.
Those beeps and boops brought to you
by the one.
The one, the only.
Hellcat.
Scratch. Welcome back to the studio.
Thanks.
Let's have a little shot real quickly before we dive back in. Huh?
I'm gonna take a shot of water.
Nice.
That's a smart move. Because you might wind up like Wata if you drink.
I don't know where that was going.
I think he was trying to do a little Bruce Lee thing.
Emphasizing that he'd be like water and he would just flow.
Oh, no.
I.e. fall out of the chair and flow into a nice soft pile on the floor when
that could happen.
Alcohol mixes with the drugs.
No, I like it.
Now, remind us again why you were late. Aaron, you were off working on your documentary and shooting went long?
I was getting drunk by myself. No, not by myself. With my friends.
Just with a listener.
None of you were there.
I like it better just Aaron just sitting alone, just getting shit-faced.
Shit tanks.
By myself.
I don't know
that song. If I were Eric
just very slightly drunker, I would sing that entire thing right now.
Take another shot.
I like being at a bar where it says have a beer and then add a shot for $5 more.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say yes to that every time.
They just had that on the chalkboard?
I said hello. It said, add a shot of house whiskey for $5. I said, excuse me. What is your house whiskey? And it was something that I was going to tell you about. Then I had more than one. Now I don't remember. It was a dude's name, like Elliot.
Elijah Craig.
Ooh. Yeah, that dude.
Good job.
It was that dude.
We've had that here
and
on the pod.
And it was fine. It wasn't great, but it was fine.
So, wait, you get a pint and a whiskey for $5?
No,
or you buy
no.
a pint
you buy
and
a
then...
pint and then you add the whiskey for $5.
So point. For like $13
you
get
a whiskey
beer shot.
For
$40.
Yeah. What?
You get a pint and then you get a whiskey for $40.
I'm not trying to score points here. I didn't realize this was a game.
I also don't know what the dollars he's saying at the end are. 40?
Foive.
Like a fucked up Irish accent. You know, I try. Sometimes I do them and they don't turn out well. Sometimes they come out great.
I just want to, yeah, I like it.
You
say
get
it
a
again.
Point. You get a point and then you get another whiskey for $40.
No. He's getting there. He's getting there.
I don't know.
I don't think I can do it in Russian.
That's fine.
Will you do it as a Russian trying to do an Irish accent?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Oh, yes. A Russian man trying to do it.
I don't.
It's bad impression time.
I actually think the next half hour should just be us asking Ryan to try to do things as other. Yeah. Anyway, no, but let's do this. A Russian person trying to do an Irish accent.
So I have to do Vladimir being Russian. I mean, Irish.
Yeah.
But then, Irish, Russian, I need point of, no.
This is already good. It's already entertaining.
How
keep
do you
going.
Say whiskey like Russian? But like great Irish.
I think they use a V. Visky.
I need Visky. But I play Irish. Give me Guinness and whiskey.
That's not fair. I want to hear you say the word pint, and I want to hear you say the word
happened.
Five.
I don't know what just
like
happened.
Like the Russian person trying to act like a
Irish
person.
Yeah, no, I know. Wait.
Here's and the reason why I'm doing
give me
this.
A point. A pint of suds and a whiskey.
The reason
For how much?
The reason I'm asking you to do this is because the way you just said pint as the Russian saying pint was closer to an Irish accent. And I also think that you saying five as a Russian doing Irish is going to sound more Irish than your Irish accent.
It's much that's like where his, I was going with that. It's like his Matthew McConaughey sounds like...
Fleave.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Fleave. Five dollar whiskey and pint of Guinness.
And the
pint of Guinness.
And the roll of the cinnamon.
And a cinnamon roll. Roll that is cinnamon. Or fireball. Yes.
Fireball, I like that. Gross.
Gross. The answer is no.
We've all
I
moved
want
on.
To vomit and unlap at the end of the evening. Give me five shots of Fireball.
Never, if you want to hit on someone, anyone at any time, unless you actively see them enthusiastically drinking Fireball, don't offer them a shot of Fireball.
Or if you're all 22.
Even then, wait till you see them drinking Fireball.
Because I feel like 22-year-olds are always going to say yes to Fireball.
I also didn't want Fireball.
I drink everything at 22.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I was.
Sure, but...
Except for Jaeger bombs. I always said no to that.
If you're I'm assuming if you're buying someone a drink, you're trying to make an impression.
Sure.
I can buy my own fucking Fireball. Don't it's offer me Fireball.
I can drive my own car.
Also, I feel like you're making a statement about yourself when you go, "Sup, baby? Let me get you a Fireball." You have told that person who you are,
yes.
Giving them the opportunity to be like, "I'm gonna pass on this because new."
And I just think, like, do yourself a favor.
And perhaps just
and
go...
And don't be that person.
Can
don't
I
be
buy you a drink? And just leave it at that.
Or, yeah, sure.
It's
sure.
Like that line in Billions where it's like, I'm a modified to fit the situation.
God, it
was but
so
the
upsetting.
Term was...
You're talking about the seed, aren't you? You're talking about the seed?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
That was terrible.
It's like the only reason why you're... Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Stop trying, like, you are basically saying, stop trying to buy me Fireball like I'm some hairless 20-year-old. And the line was, had hairless 20-year-old in it, and that's all ruined, but oh, fuck it!
But also, everyone should watch that show, it's excellent.
Mm-hmm. There's too many other things, I don't watch anything anymore.
You watch so many things.
I watch the same things over and over and over again. That's fair. My phone is always watching South Park. It's watching it right now. Logging hours on South Park Watch. That and horror movies. That's kind of all I ever watch. TV shows, I won't start anything new because there's too many goddamn things and I'm not going to commit to it, so I try.
You've watched three things in the last month that we haven't seen yet. Do you keep telling us?
Say what now?
The one show that you think looks like the other show that you like... You know what I'm talking about. Nope. Yeah.
Looks like the other show.
Yeah,
I
you're
like,
it was clearly directed by the same people that did this other show. And it's like 60 days, something, something. 100 days, 90 days. There's a number of days.
Oh, around the world in 80
around
days.
Around the world in
yep,
80 days.
That one.
But I will defend myself and say that my wife watches that show. And if I'm going to hang out in my house, that's what's on TV.
Cool.
Claire watches that.
You watched it.
Well, because I'm sitting in my house, but I didn't pick
sure.
it. I didn't actively pick it. So
other
I'm
show?
Giving myself defense
the other one
on that.
Is you told us to watch...
Murderville.
Uh-huh.
It's
yep.
six episodes. That's not a commitment. It's six
well,
episodes.
Well,
you also told us to
I
watch...
I found Murderville on my own. But if you go back...
You told me about Murderville.
Probably.
Actually.
If you go back a couple months, you told us to watch Midnight Mass.
Oh, that show's creepy.
Which is another six episodes you're in, you're out.
Oh, that show was not in and out.
Well, either way,
that
come
was...
on, guys. You're being really hard on me right now when I say that I don't start new shows.
I'm just saying, you can't claim you don't watch TV because you watch TV.
Well, I watch television, but I'm not like, you guys are always about, do you watch The Expanse? Do you watch The Orphan this?
I don't think we watch,
do you watch
more
this?
TV than you do.
I don't
I
even understand what's
more
happening right
TV
now.
Shows than you do, but it's
we maybe watch
genres.
more new shows.
That's what I'm getting at. I watch TV all the time, but I'm afraid to try new shows because I don't want to commit to new shows that are multiple seasons. Give me six episodes and I'm out, I'll watch them.
My dream in life is to stumble upon a show that has more than 5 seasons, and the episodes are an hour each, and now I have a commitment, and I don't have to make a decision for another 6 months.
That's my nightmare. I like
That's my dream.
My dream is to find a movie that's 90 minutes, and I've seen the entire story from beginning to end, and I get to move on with my life.
When I realized I'd never seen Madam Secretary, and I was like, well, now we're in for a ride. I don't have to pick anything for a long time.
And it's like, more than 3 seasons, I'm really worried about clicking. But, like, I watched a lot of Blacklist, and I want to just go back through it. But it's, like, 6 going on 7 seasons. And I'm like, that's a commitment I'm not ready to make right now.
That's a show that I think kind of runs up my alley, which is I really only want to watch shows where someone who's not supposed to be solving crimes is solving crimes.
When I think about Blacklist, I assume you like it.
I've never watched it.
I've never seen Blacklist.
I assume you'll like it.
Although James Spader kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Yeah, he's kinda like that.
You want to watch him?
A little bit.
Yeah, I know.
The TV shows that I
and not really fucking made well.
Yeah. Like, the TV shows that I love and just constantly watch are shows that started before streaming was a thing. Like, I watched The Simpsons, I watched South Park, I watched It's Always Sunny, and it's all shit that I, like, used to watch on regular television and then DVDs.
Yeah, they were nationally
syndicated. And so they're like, hella in. But then, like, there's so many fucking networks and streaming shits, and everything is so many seasons in. It's just like, I have a friend on Yellowstone, and I don't want to watch it because I don't want to start a show that's already fucking 4 seasons in.
It's an intense show.
I
got caught in a house that was watching it for Thanksgiving and ended up watching, like, 9 episodes. It's a pretty good show. I have no idea how it started, though.
I hear it's good. I hear it's good. Just get more into just like, just give me a horror movie.
That's fair.
Claire's got this bad habit of starting shows when I'm not around. And then not considering the fact that I haven't watched any of it and just starting it. And then I sit down with my dinner and it's episode 7 of something. And I just sit down and just like, well, I'm watching this episode now, but I can't commit to it. Because it's 7 episodes in now. I have no idea who these characters are. And I can't talk to her during the show because it annoys her. So I can't ask, give me some backstory. And I'm not going to Wikipedia it because I don't care enough. But it's also like, that's my thing. Claire doesn't really take in consideration whether or not I was there at the start. But then I also walk away. Downton Abbey is the prime example.
I've never seen a second of that show.
We started that show together, and then like a season and a half in, when Lady Sybil died, I was like, I don't give a fuck about this anymore. I don't care about this show anymore. And then it went on like for another 5 seasons, and she just watched the shit, and I'd be eating dinner, and it'd be a random episode, and I'm just sitting there eating dinner, watching fucking another episode of Downton Abbey, and no idea what's going on. Who's that kid? Don't know who that is. Also don't care about him because Sybil died. Sybil was the only good person in that family, and they killed her.
I don't think I watched up to a point when she died. She was like the one that was, I'm asking a question that like you can't actually answer.
This will be fun though, ask me. Maybe I know the answer.
She was like the one who was like, I'm not going to fill in a woman's role. Like, I'm going to like be a writer and do things and like...
She's the one that married the Irish chauffeur.
Yes. Wow, I just said yes.
Yeah. Wow. And she was like the radical and like she cared about politics and all that shit, and they fucking killed her.
Fucking bullshit.
Everybody else just being rich white motherfuckers in England. I don't give a shit about
you. Did she die or did she get killed?
I don't remember. When I say they killed her, I just mean that the show killed her off.
Yeah.
What's the orphan show?
Orphan Black.
You've told me that multiple times so about that.
I mean, if not to just look at Tatiana Maslany again.
She's good stuff. What I would love, this is like Aaron loves podcasts. And I love when Aaron like gives me very abridged. So you're like my Cliff's Notes. And I love it when Aaron just breaks down the podcast she's listening to. I wish that there was a service where these shows that are multiple seasons long could give me a fucking Cliff's Notes version of it from season one to the end and give me this edited version where I can watch it like a movie and not see all that fucking filler episode to episode. Because I feel like most shows that are multiple episodes are just fucking filler, man. It's all filler.
I mean, really, you're hoping for somebody to just put all the recaps in one place.
That's it.
And then you have the visual and the information.
I love the stories. Watch the show. I love the stories, but y'all ain't got to bore me with every goddamn scene, all that dialogue. Y'all, get over yourselves.
Fuck you, Quentin.
Exactly. Filler. Episodes 3 through 7 of everything that's 12 episodes long per season. 3 through 7, filler material. We got to fill up 12 episodes. Let's talk about characters nobody gives a shit about for 3 episodes. Shit aggravates me.
That's unfortunate.
Anyway.
You look like you're deep in thought over there, Aaron.
Nope.
All right. Well. She's just waiting for her next shot. She's like, what are you guys waiting on?
Actually.
Next scratch.
Another shot and she'll sing all by myself. I like that.
Oh, when by myself.
You gotta start at the beginning.
I don't know how it begins. It's the only part of that song I know.
Song. I never needed anyone. I like where this is going.
I thought the love was just for fun. Those days are gone.
Right. And then the piano. Oh, that fucking song is so good.
It's a really, really good song.
It's so fucking good. The other song that's excellent that I think is in that same category is that Celine Dion song. That's like, there's the car accident, and everyone said, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I don't know this.
It's all coming back
to, it's all coming back to me now. There were moments of light, and there were flashes of light. There were things I'd never do again, but then they always seem right.
There were moments in this pleasure, jacket in your measure.
I don't know this. I know this
baby,
one.
Baby, baby, baby.
Oh, I get it.
You
touch me like this.
There you go.
Oh, shit. I did not know that there was a...
Until
you touch me like this.
Who knew the Yonzi was three notes?
Touch you like that. Yep.
I might vomit.
Do you want to pass on this one?
Nah.
What about a weeb?
Risk it.
Let's do you, weeb.
I'm going to risk it. I'm not risking it.
Let's pull the handle on the slot machine.
Baby, baby, baby.
Celine Dion is, I don't know if anyone else has this feeling, pretty dang talented.
She's pretty, she's pretty good singer.
She's pretty dang talented.
But somehow it doesn't make me like her.
Yeah, I don't love her. Although,
like, I don't want to go see her in concert, but I'm also like, I want to sing that song all day, every day.
I saw her with, who's the guy who does car karaoke?
James
Corden. Corden.
I saw her on that, and she seemed really fun.
Yeah, no,
which
I think she's nice.
She never seems fun outside. She never seemed fun outside of that. She just seemed like she was too serious about her.
Her face, she has like a severe bone structure.
Yes. Yes.
Her bone structure is severe.
I'm so glad I know. Yeah. That I don't have a face that somebody would say that about.
So it sounds like
either emaciated or a little too chiseled and weird. Like,
I would see her. Her
nose is uninviting.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I can get that. But I would definitely see her because I assume that she puts on a good show.
I would.
Well, you know it's all hits.
It's all hits.
I would go if I was there and someone gave me a ticket.
Mm.
I wouldn't travel to there or buy a ticket.
Because she's residing in Vegas.
Vega.
I mean, either way.
You're going to be there. Maybe we can find you a free ticket. Maybe one of our listeners lives out there
and
can get you a ticket.
Is I'm going to be there just a few days before. It's not working out. But I want to go see that Silk Sonic show.
What's Silk Sonic?
I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's fucking Bruno
Anderson
Mars
Pop
and Anderson
Paak.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
that's
fun.
That's going to be the shit.
I don't know what it is. I could give a fuck about Bruno Mars. But Anderson Paak?
Yeah.
Ooh.
As I said to Ryan, we should go. We could both watch it. We're watching different people. And then we're both really turned on and going back to a hotel room. Just saying, it's going to work out.
It's good times.
I mean, that's fair.
It's good times.
It's fair.
And you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there 3 days before.
Before the show or before your event?
Before the show.
Well, what if you just accidentally miss your flights back and you just happen to be there 3 days later?
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? Is there anyone else who's doing residency in Vegas that anyone's excited about?
Lady Gaga.
The Lady Gaga.
Tiesto for fun.
Gaga.
Doesn't he just? He's always over there.
Yeah.
Is Britney Spears still doing a residency there? Is
I think it just ended.
Wayne Brooks' residency ended. At least he didn't have a residency.
No, he was just kind of like.
I know Lionel Richie just got one.
I'd go see the shit out of some Lionel Richie, dude.
All night long.
I'd see the shit out of Lionel Richie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think I'm not 100% certain on this if he still has it, but a Simpsons episode got me onto the fact that Morrissey has a residency because Lisa
can't be a thing that still exists.
I think it just happened when that episode came out, where when Lisa discovered Morris a Morrissey type character.
Everyone should know I just got notified that I earned a 5-star passenger badge.
What does that mean?
Oh, nice.
I don't know.
Do you get, like, perks?
For every new milestone you hit, you unlock another one.
Okay.
Maybe it just means that nobody's going to decide not to pick up Aaron.
I have not used Lyft in so long, and I used to drive for them. I have a cool jacket that says that I did a ton of rides for them.
That's awesome.
I don't know where it is. Anyway, it looks like one more glass to raise.
I think we're gonna raise one more glass.
And
raise
then
your glass.
What are you researching over there?
If Morrissey still has a residency.
The thing about Morrissey, like, I don't give a shit about Morrissey's solo shit, but the Smiths are the jam.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're doing a residency, you play all
you do the Smiths shit.
I don't even know that I know any Morrissey solo stuff. I probably do.
Seems like they were there in September 21.
And then he's done? Who knows?
I don't even know what the one is, but I'm about to compare Morrissey to fucking Danzig and be like, you don't know any Danzig solo shit other than Mother.
Right.
And I feel like Morrissey probably had the one solo, but it's like, you're the Smiths.
Right.
And you're the Misfits.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right on that. I mean, it took 4 solo albums for Glenn to get Mother out. Mm. Right? Because that was on 4.
I feel like Glenn would have a fucking residency where he just does like... like, he always wanted to be a lounge singer. Actually, it would be like a residency in like old Vegas.
That'd be awesome.
Just like, he's just singing Mother. At the bar.
I tell your kids not to say my name.
If we're going to do a podcast that talks about other podcasts, which I'm always a fan of, if anyone is interested in listening to My Favorite Murder, the episode this week is about a cruise ship that starts to go down. And the entire crew, including the captain, fucking bounce. And the people who run the entire evacuation are the entertainers. Like, the guitarist and the magician and the singer are like, we're gonna fucking handle shit. And it's so funny.
Did this happen, like,
that's awesome.
2017?
Yeah. Is fucking great.
I remember I just remember when that happened. It was like,
the captain got indicted and was like still in jail,
at one
right?
point the captain was under the stairwell smoking cigarettes.
Nice.
And refused to come out, so the guitar player was running back and forth from the bridge where he was in contact with the people.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't know any of the, like, technical language, because he's like, I don't know, I'm just, like, the guitar player. So he would run to the captain to be like, what fucking list are we at? And then they'd tell him, he'd run back and tell them, and they'd run back and be like, okay, what power, like, shit. It was crazy.
Wow. You know what? That may be the thing that gets me into the show.
he then was on another cruise ship later that caught on fire.
What?
And was like, I know what to do, everyone. And then he became a cruise ship director.
Nice.
He really did.
From guitar player to director of cruise ship activities.
Must not have been a very good band.
Oh, I liked that, actually. I liked it. I give it to you.
Oh, thanks.
That's crazy, though. It's actually hard for me to imagine that the entertainers on a cruise ship are not just shit tanked. So maybe it's even more impressive because he was trashed the entire time he was running shit.
I also like the idea that the magician was part of it. I wonder if he was doing some, like, close-up magic during the life-saving.
Well, there was a part where they had one lifeboat left. And I always think this is crazy, because I think lifeboat and I think, like, small raft.
Oh, yeah, no, all these
each
cruise
lifeboat
ships, yeah,
was 100 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there were 50 people on the lifeboat. It was the last one that they had. And the rest of the crew, not the entertainers, because the entertainers were all handling shit,
mm-hmm,
but the rest of the crew rushed the last lifeboat and was like, we're getting on, and we're like, let's go.
And then left and the entertainers?
And dude was like, there's only 50 people on this boat. If you're going to do this, you have to at least let more people get on. There were still 300 people on the boat.
What?
And they were like, no, you have to let more people get on. So they let 20 more people get on. So 70 people got on this boat that could hold 100. And then it left.
Crazy.
Yes, Scott.
This seems stupid to me. Or maybe to y'all. Tell me if this is stupid. It seems like there should be enough lifeboats for everyone on the boat. Otherwise, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, but
I feel like there should be extra, just
so there's like people like the crew, which shouldn't be this. The crew should be the people who are like, we get everyone off.
Mm.
But instead, they were the ones who were like, we're fucking leaving. Even if it's not, like, if you let the boats go into full capacity. But they didn't do that.
Yet again, good luck getting me on a cruise.
No, we've already decided. We're going on an Alaskan cruise.
Now I've changed my mind about
Aaron,
any cruise.
Aaron, you ruined everything. You were the one who saved it.
Because I know, when I get on the cruise ship, I go, all right, well, there are 30 lifeboats. There's this many. I'm safe.
I also
and then all
like,
of a sudden something goes and there are 12 people on a lifeboat and it's the crew. Bam! Well, now the math is off. Now I'm fucked. Fuck a cruise, dude. Fuck a cruise.
But then it's the fucking... So it's the singer, the guitarist, the magician. They're like... The entire crew leaves. And the entertainers are the ones who manage the entire evacuation operation. From beginning to end.
Which
crazy.
Which also means that maybe the evacuation isn't as complicated as it needs to be.
I mean, there's that.
No, I don't think that's true.
You're probably right.
I mean,
they do give you the drill at the beginning.
Evacuation's pretty easy, except people panic.
Find
this
a lifeboat.
This one, they had to get helicopters, and the guy was at one point the harness of someone got hooked on the boat and the helicopter was going to go down and he had to jump and unhook it. And, like, shit was crazy.
I don't doubt it.
But then you might also get a free helicopter ride.
Which also I pass on.
I'm going to bed now. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Hellcat.
Good night.
I mean, on that note,
your new jacket is fucking dope.
Ride our coattails.
Thank you.
Get the fuck out
these,
of here, huh?
Are you talking about these sweet coattails?
There's no coattails on your jacket.
This jacket's fucking
sweet,
sweet though.
You don't know, there might be a flap.
Tell everyone about your coat.
Roll it out.
I got a new coat. It's Patagonia.
So we know it costs
$500. So I feel fancy.
Yeah.
And it looks fluffy as fuck in the inside.
I had students tell me that I look like a professional Home Depot employee.
Because the liner's orange.
No, they said, you look like a Home Depot professional. That's what they said.
It's mm-hmm. the funniest thing I've ever heard. That's some good teenage humor right there. That's quality.
I really like it. It's very warm.
It's a really cool coat.
Nice.
Does it have inside pockets?
She has not investigated yet.
I haven't. My biggest takeaway so far has been, how do people wear coats here? It's so hot. I've been so sweaty.
But you love the jacket.
But I like it, so I want to keep wearing it.
I feel like the biggest takeaway I have from that is that now you and I just dress the same. Like, we're just wearing the same fucking outfit today.
And I showed awesome. Several people that picture of us, and they liked it.
That's important. It's important.
All right, with that, thanks for listening. Good night, Hellcat. Good night, listeners. Email us at threeisthefunniest@gmail.com or slide into the DMs at threeisthefunniest.
Sounds so dirty.
I know, it does, doesn't it? I heard that on the radio this morning.
Slide into DM.
Yeah, and you can find that at
threeisthefunniest. Your Irish is getting better.
Good night, everyone.
Peace out.